All right, we're at the two dots, Chesam and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Skachi Libi Mana Vinasan Ladina, or a guy says to a girl, I want you to be Mekadesh to me for a mana, and then he gives her not a mana, but a dinar, which is a lot less than a mana. Harezim Mekadesh is Vyashlim. Kiddushin works, he's just going to have to pay the rest out. So the Kiddushin was really on that dinar, the rest is just to pay later. My time, what's the reason? Kivan to Amar La Mana, since he said mana, Vyahav La Dinar, but he gave her a dinar, Kimanda Amrla al Minas Dami. It's as if he said to her, I'm being Makadish you with a dinar al Minas that I give you a mana, on the condition that I buy you a Lexus later. Vamrafunamrav, and we know Rafunamrav says, Kala Umar al Minas, Kamer Mechshav Dami. When you make a condition to give something later, you're married right now. You just have to fulfill the condition later. Whenever you say al Minas, it's as if you made it happen right now. Meisve asked the Gemara, but wait a second, we have a brisa that says, We have a brisa that says Hiskadshi libi mana vayamana vaholech, that if a guy is being makadish a girl with a mana and he's counting it out, here's $1, $2, he's got to get to 100. Viratza echad mehen lachzar, he's $98 into counting out the 100, and one of them says, nah, I don't want to get married today, and one of them changes their mind. Afilu bedin or achron, even if he's up to the last dollar, harishus biyado, you're allowed to back out. So isn't that against what we just said? Isn't that against what Rabbi Lezer said? Rabbi Lezer said that if you give her the dinar, Mekadesh is right away. So, and over here we're saying, no, you can, even if you gave her 99 dinars, you're not Mekadesh yet. Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'mayeskinan damar b'manazu. Now the Bryce is talking about where you said I'm being Mekadesh you with manazu. So then you have to give her the whole thing to be married. But if you just said manastam, then you're Mekadesh even with the first dinar. So says Gemara, but wait a second, you can't tell me that the Reisha of this Braisa is talking about where you said manazu. You know why it can't be talking about where you said manazu? Because the Seifa of the Braisa says you're talking about manazu. Hamid Seifa b'manazu, if the Seifa of the Braisa is talking about manazu, Reisha b'manastam. The Reisha must have been talking about a case where you just said mana. De Katani Seifa, because if you look, the Seifa says as follows, Omar la eskachi li b'manazu, if you tell her I want you to be Mekadesh to me with this mana, v'nimtza mana chaser dinar, and you ended up giving her $99 instead of 100. Oh, dinar shal nechoshes, or you gave her one copper dinar instead of a silver one, ain't a Mekadesh. It's not going to work. Dinar ra, if you gave her a bad dinar, harezu Mekadesh, then it would work. V'yachlev, you just have to switch it out for a better dinar. But the bottom line is, you see that the Seifa, there's a question mark right there, because you see the Seifa is talking about manazu. The Seifa is talking about manazu. If the Seifa is talking about manazu, the Reisha must have been talking about manastam. Says Gemara, no! Lo, Reisha v'Seifa damar b'manazu. The Reisha is talking about manazu, the Seifa is talking about manazu. Why would they both be talking about the same case? What did we say before? Ketzad, right. Ufrushe kamefarish. The Seifa is just explaining what the Reisha meant. Ratza echen mein lachzar afilu bedinar achron harishus biyado. The Reisha says that if one of them wants to back out, even up until the last dollar, they're allowed to. Ketzad, what's an example where you're allowed to do this? Kigon to Amar La B'manazu. The Seifa explained, it's only where you said manazu. V'achinami mistavra, and you gotta say that the Seifa's explaining the Reisha. Disal kadaitach Reisha b'manastam. Because if you think the Reisha's talking about a case of manastam, well then, the Seifa doesn't make any sense, because hashta b'manastam lo avi kiddushe b'manazu mi bayi. If even when you say manastam, it's not a good kiddushin, well then, isn't it obvious that when you say manazu and you only give her a dinar, that it's certainly not a good kiddushin? So obviously the Seifa must be explaining the Reisha, because if the Reisha is about manastam, then the Seifa is so unnecessary, it's a kalvachomer. So says Gemara, nah, kasha doesn't bother me. Imishum ha, if that's what bothers you, that it says manastam in the Reisha, then what do I need the Seifa to say manazu? Lo iria. That wouldn't bother me. Why wouldn't it bother me? How could you explain why the Seifa would say manazu if the Reisha already said that even manastam is ena mekadeshes?
For clarification.
Tana Seifa ligluye Reisha. We never would have known what the Reisha was talking about if not for the Seifa. The Seifa is there to be megala, to reveal to us what the Reisha means. Shelo tomar, do not say Reisha b'manazu, that the Reisha is talking about a case where you said manazu. Aval b'manastam havu kiddushin. But had you said manastam, it would be a good kiddushin. No, don't say that. Tana Sefer, that's why the Sefer teaches us, b'manazu, that we're talking about manazu, michlal, which implies the resha b'manastam. That the resha was talking about a case of manastam. And vafilu hachi lo havu kiddushin. And that even so, it's not a good kiddushin. Period. So that's the chart we drew on the board before. Now the Gemara tells us, Rav Ashi Amar Mona Vaholech Shaini Didaita Akule. Rav Ashi says, no, there's a different answer to the original question that we asked. The original question that we asked is that on the one hand, Rabbi Lezer says that if a guy says, be miskadish me with a mana, and then he gives her just a dinar, that it does work. And then we said, if you're counting out $100, even up until the 99th dollar, you can still back out. So he says, yeah, because when you're counting it out, then it's obvious that her mind is on all of it, that she clearly intends to get all of it. I mean, there's a big difference if I come over to you and I say, actually, I don't have any money on me, but let's say I had two $20 bills. Here's one, here's the other. So I say, here, I want to be mekadesh you with $40. Here's a 20. So if I do that, what am I saying? Here's a 20. The other 20 will come at some later day. But if I take out two $20 bills and I say, I want to be mekadesh you with $40. Here's a 20, and here's another 20. So after I give the first 20, what's she thinking? This other 20 is coming, and it's coming right now. And therefore, her das, when I'm mon of a holich, when I'm counting it out, her das is that she's only accepting kiddushin of all of it as I count it out. So that's why you could back out up until that last dollar is given in that case. Now we're just, parenthetically, we had mentioned this concept of a dinar shal nechoshes and a dinar ra. So the Gemara is just going to talk about what does that mean. Hai dinar shal nechoshes heichidami. What's the case of this copper dinar that if a guy sticks in there, the kiddushin is not going to be good? Idi yadabe, if she was aware that it was made out of copper, hasavra v'kibla. Well, she accepted it, so it should be a good kiddushin. So says Gemara, lo tzricha diyahave nehale b'leile. He must have given it to her at night, so she didn't see that it was made out of copper, so it sort of tricked her. Inami dishtakachle benizuzi, or he stuck it in between all the other money. You know, like you stick the counterfeit bill in between all the other money, at least that's what they do in the movies. Hai dinar ra hechidami. What's the case of a dinar ra where we said the kiddushin is valid, he's just got to trade it for a better dinar? Idelo nafik, if it's a dinar that's not even in valid currency anymore, lo nafik, it can't be spent because it's not even valid currency. Hainu dinar shal nechoshes. Well, then that's the same thing as dinar shal nechoshes. Why would it be any different? So says the Gemara, Amar of Papa, kigon de nafik al yidei adchak. No, it's still valid currency, but no one likes it. No one likes to use it. You know, like if you have one of the old $100 bills, so or the old 20s, so I think they're still legal tender, but they're really falling out of use, so people don't like to get them. People like to get the newer money. So that's the case of dinar ra that we're talking about. If you gave her a dinar ra, yeah, it's usable, and legally people have to probably accept it, but it's not something that anyone likes to use, and people don't like to take it. It's like the dollar coins that you get in the train, you know, when you pay for the... Yeah, no one likes those. So it's that kind of thing. It's nafak al yidei adchak. So main point number three. If he gives a dinar after saying manazu, she's not mukadashas. But if he had said manastam, then it is mukadashas. Well, then it might be mukadashas, I guess. If he said manastam, then it's machlokas. It might be mukadashas. If he gives a dinar after saying manazu, ain't a mukadashas. Doesn't work. But if he said manastam, it's machlokas. Depends how you read that brisa. Okay.